Labor is battling to convince voters of its plans to change negative gearing and franking credits, some of the opposition's key policies in this election campaign. The party's leader, Bill Shorten, has faced repeated questions from voters about tightening the tax breaks. The coalition describes the policies as tax hikes. In the case of franking credits, Labor says they're an unsustainable gift. The complex policies are proving to be difficult for the opposition to sell. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
For all the discord in Australian politics, Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten agree that this election is about choices. And one of the starkest differences between the two parties is tax policy.
Tony Jones, facing your questions tonight, opposition leader Bill Shorten, please welcome.
Bill Shorten spent more than an hour last night fielding questions from voters on the ABC's Q&A program. Many of them were about tax. The ALP released a suite of policies to shake up the tax system long before the election campaign started, unusually for an opposition. It hoped that would give voters time to understand and accept the need for both negative gearing and dividend imputation to be curtailed. Shareholders who pay income tax get money back from the tax office so that their dividends aren't being taxed twice. The Howard government extended the scheme so that shareholders who were paying no income tax, mostly retirees, could also get cash back from the tax office.
This is a subsidy, it's a gift.
Mr Shorten tried to explain the limit of the change he wants to enact.
What I'm about to say does not apply to 96% of Australians, so if you're not sure about dividend imputation, that means you're not getting it generally, so don't worry.
And he battled to counter the government's argument that it amounts to a tax hike.
If you take the subsidy away from people, that's not a new tax. We're just not giving you something.
Labor also intends to restrict negative gearing concessions to new properties starting next year, grandfathering any current investment arrangements. Again, Mr Shorten had to defend the plan as the removal of a subsidy rather than a tax hike.
If I'm not giving you a subsidy for you making a loss on an investment property, that ain't a new tax. That just means you're not getting a subsidy.
While the Liberals' attack is plaguing Bill Shorten's policies, Scott Morrison's campaign is being haunted too by former prime ministers. Questioned on 7:30 last night, he distanced himself from the leadership coup that saw him rise to the top job last year.
The previous Prime Minister, Mr Turnbull, lost the confidence of the Liberal Party room and they changed Prime Ministers. And what I did when I became Prime Minister after that was to make sure that that can't happen again.
Under questioning by 7:30's Lee Sales, Mr Morrison was adamant that, if returned to government, he will be in charge.
Who'll have the upper hand in driving Liberal Party policy if you're re-elected? The climate change sceptics who killed the National Energy Guarantee, voted against same-sex marriage and orchestrated Malcolm Turnbull's downfall, or the mainstream of the party?
I will.
A message that may be as hard to sell to voters as Labor's tax policies.
Melissa Clark reporting.